Man, what a year. 2025 gave us a lot of conversations, a lot of growth, a lot of moments that only happened because you showed up. So before we go any further, thank you. Thank you for listening. Thank you for sharing these episodes. And thank you for being a part of this journey with us. These moments weren't planned to be perfect. They were real. Real conversations. Real lessons. Real progress. Some of these clips will make you nod your head. Some might make you laugh a little because you've been there. And some might remind you just how far you've come this year. This isn't about motivation. This is about momentum. 10 moments, 1 year, and a whole lot of growth we got to experience together. Let's celebrate the top 10 moments from the Secret to Success podcast.
Success podcast, baby.
This first moment is a perfect example of how this podcast works. Somebody asked a real question, not trying to be funny, not trying to go viral, just trying to figure life out. And once we start talking about it, you realize it's bigger than the question.
I've never actually started a show with Ask ET. But we had somebody who said he was in bliss and he was like, he just had one, you know, area that he wanted to. So I'm going to just read it as it was written. And then y'all take it because y'all are what I like to call marriage experts. All right. Without further ado, because this was long and I was like, brother, man.
Oh.
And he's 29, so I'm like, oh, okay, this is perfect. All right, he said, hey, fellas, first of all, let me say thank y'all for the podcast. 29 years old, been married to my wife for 4 years now, and our marriage is amazing. We have two beautiful kids, 2 and 3 years old. A year ago, after finally taking y'all advice and being in Make Real Estate Real, I was able to supplement my wife's income so she could stay home with the kiddos. Before anyone asked, this was her request and something she desperately wanted to do, spending more time with the kids as they're growing up. All is great on that front, but the problem is, ever since she retired and started staying home, she never, and I mean never, makes an attempt to look nice. And by that, I just mean she stays in sweatpants and scarves pretty much all day. Now, my wife is beautiful, and I'm attracted to her, but it's been a year, and the only time she makes a half effort is when we occasionally go out with friends. But 9 times out of 10 is sweatpants and scarves. I'm scared to say something because I know it's a lot of work taking care of the kiddos all day, and I swear I don't want to come across as one of those guys. But man, she used to get fresh every day when she had to go to work. And now it just ain't the same. Should I stay quiet and keep the peace or say something and risk hurting her feelings? Love y'all and the podcast.
I would say to him, he needs to start off with a question. Right? And the reason why I say that is
to her?
To her.
What's the question? Let's move on to ball.
Now, I'm gonna say
I ain't
this.
Seen a hit my preacher last word. Yeah, like, hold on, what is the question?
I was just like, how does he ask her? Okay. But I'll say this.
Yeah, that's what I said. I was like, we don't need all 92 years for this.
If he could,
I would.
I don't know how you ask that, but I would kind of start.
Ask what though? E, what's the question?
How did you feel about getting up every day, going to work, and having to dress up?
We already know. She's showing it by her actions.
Y'all missing what he said.
What did he say?
You got to go to the root.
He don't like the fact that she don't.
He didn't say that. Okay. What he said is that she only gets dressed when we occasionally go out with other couples.
Okay.
Yeah, you want to do your own.
That's your problem. You ain't going out
enough.
That's
where I was starting.
You're not creating enough environment for her to go out and get dressed up.
Sound like he want that at the crib though, not just when they go out.
That's what he's saying. He's saying she will get nice on special occasions.
Yeah, no question.
But at the crib, it's hard. I mean, you know how it is, bro. It's hard to be like, all right. It's Taco Tuesday. Get dressed. Wild Out Wednesday. You know, he's just saying like, yo, at the crib,
he want to see her down.
Hey, I want to come home and see. Yeah. I guess. Or he's saying maybe I shouldn't say nothing because everything is smooth. That's why I thought it was a good question because I was like, oh, okay, cool. Now,
or maybe buy her some sexy pajamas then.
Come on, okay.
No.
So just still buy this, if she likes to just be comfortable around the house, then buy some comfortable clothes that
a 2 and 3 year old.
I mean, I ain't talking about no thong.
Let me see. Mommy.
They won't remember.
No, I will say this though.
I'm in there clapping.
Yeah. It's just your mom. Go back to bed.
You know, to that point, it's hard to create, you know, those moments when you got a 2 and 3 year old. You're not going out. Like, how often are you really going out if you got a 2 and 3 year old? Like, where you going to go out? You know what I'm saying? Everybody don't have the same support system with 17 family members within 3 minutes of the house.
You got to create it if that's what you want. What do you want more? So if you want it or not, you're going to have to get the babysitter. You take the ownership of getting the babysitter and getting the situation set up.
Okay, but do you say something?
Yes.
But how do you, how do you broach the conversation?
You have to know your wife. I don't know. My husband, no, he can't say nothing like that to me. But some wives are open. So that's all.
She said some wives are open.
Open the criticism. Yeah. Are you open to feedback?
Hey, yeah. Listen, and y'all know I can only make this call because you know that's one thing my wife don't play about.
I was just going to say, but in your relationship, she liked to dress.
My wife is known for, I never, like, God, thank you, Lord. That ain't never been my struggle. And babe, so you would not handle that well if I came home and was like, hey, babe, you don't think that would be a good way to just straight up say it?
It just depends on what season I am in with my walk with Christ.
That conversation had us laughing, but if you were paying attention, it wasn't really about clothes. It was about communication. And once you start talking about communication, you got to talk about honesty. That's where the next moment takes us.
I do have a question. Yeah. Are you the only one that's allowed to ask questions? Like, how does this work? Oh.
I'm just usually the only one. You know what I'm saying? I'm the only one who usually does, but feel free.
So I guess my question to you guys, and CJ and I have the same personality.
Mm-hmm.
So why is it difficult for you guys to have like a real conversation? Like, I should say uncomfortable. Like, most men would rather for their wives to be muted than for them to speak their truth. And I don't know how you're going to be in any relationship a person doesn't feel secure, doesn't feel heard, doesn't feel seen.
Yeah.
Like, do you just want to be just saying, checkbox, we're married, checkbox, we've been married for 10, 15 years? Like,
you're assuming Kat is the voice herself. Do you feel comfortable?
But I think for me, so you got to realize, our experience is different. Like, I can't go back to before me and CJ was married, but we started our marriage in like a very healthy process when it comes to communication. So we've done all-nighters. So our thing is either you address it or you let it go. There's no middle ground. So, and that's how we not only approach our relationship, but other close relationships. So if I truly have an issue with you, I have to bring it to my husband. Like, hey, I have an issue. So, and then it's either I'm going to address it or let it go. That's how we do. So we've had all nighters communicating, talking, saying, okay, well, you said it like this. Well, when you said it like this, I remember we had a blow up after like Mother's Day, like 1 year when the babies were small, because it was like, well, I kind of said something and it wasn't about that moment, but it was building off of another moment that we didn't fully address. And we had to literally stay up all night talking about, like, you said it like that. And I think ultimately we know we're on the same team. So it's no win or lose. And we made an agreement when we first got married, I don't know if you remember, and I think we talked about this on a podcast, like, I, like, punched CJ one time because I was so mad. Like, I literally, because...
Are you okay right now, CJ? Like, let's talk.
No.
Well, so this is what happened. We were in the car driving.
What?
And he was like, he was just like, I don't know what happened, but he had something in his hand, and he jokingly, like pop me in the mouth, like jokingly, like with the key card, and I was like, "What?" And I'm
he
like,
said, "Where the hands at?
That's cap, dude."
And so what we realized in that moment, because it was like he did something.
She said I popped her.
You did? Okay.
I might have had something like this, and me and her was playing.
Look, you had a
and I was like, "Girl, bye," like, and did
right,
like this,
right.
And they might have like did right, like that.
Yes,
but look. I'm driving, not even looking, just like, girl, bye. Like, yeah. We were joking.
Yeah. Right. She wasn't joking, though.
Clearly.
It was a trigger.
I was like, I didn't even know it hit her. I literally just did my key thing like this.
So I got triggered.
I still don't think it actually hit her, though.
My brain couldn't even process that. Oh, my gosh. So, but the reflex was, I'm about to sock you. I don't care.
You even make if a you fist. Dri- Let me see you make a fist. You won't have to make
so
a fist right
I
now.
I hit him. So then, so
don't forget Candace from the east
that
side.
That was
now.
One of our first all-nighters where and I think we might have had like, that might have been the first time where we had to really lean into the scripture, like, don't go to bed angry, yeah. Because that might have been the first time we did, because we were not on one accord. So, but we said, hey, you know what? This not being on one accord, we hate this. We hate this so much.
That's good.
So I would rather for us to just deal with it because me and CJ don't know how to be not on one accord. Cause we literally type of situation, about it, we address it. And I shout out my husband. Cause you're right. Some men might not want to go in the trenches and talk all night about a situation, but we will. Like we'll talk about it. We'll go through
it.
Most men
got a fragile ego. So you're not really trying to hear that you're not sweet like that.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So you think about having like real issues. The woman doesn't even feel, the wife don't even feel safe saying, giving you no feedback.
Wow.
You know what I'm saying? Because you like, you know, he can't handle it. And guess what? He going to double down on the behavior just because now his ego hurt. And that's what most men do, right? You like, you going to give me feedback. Oh, I'm not this. I'm not that. Oh, okay, I'll show you. And I'll go deeper into the trenches and dig down deeper as opposed to going, all right, cool. I'm not above feedback. Like, I'm telling you, I know a ton of men. I don't know too many men getting feedback from their wife and sitting up there having the whole conversation about what they need to fix, because most of them don't want to be told that they're doing something wrong because it hurts. And you think, oh, I'm this and I'm the breadwinner and I'm making them. Like, I'm just telling you, it's marriages where, okay, y'all don't have traditional jobs. Both of y'all work. Yeah. Even still, if there was a time or whatever, a man gonna be like, oh, I'm working. I'm doing all of this. I'm doing all of that. How dare you? You know what I'm saying?
Right.
And I know men that feel like
about,
that. They don't open themselves up to that type of feedback.
Yeah.
And so you think the women will just stay there just for the sake
for
of having a relationship?
For sure.
I wouldn't
people,
say for the sake
what,
of
it. No, we're talking.
How
many people
value,
do you think is genuinely happy in their marriage? That's what we talked about.
No, but this is the thing. You kind of value what you appreciate what you have.
Absolutely.
Does that make sense?
Yeah.
So this is
that's
good enough.
I
think it's a spirit of settling. I think that's what it is. It's like, hey, this might be the best I can ever get, and I would rather have this than to destroy this, because sometimes you got to destroy that you can get to the next level. Nope.
What I love about this next moment is how it shows up right on time. We go from talking about relationships straight into how people see reality. Because whether it's marriage, money, or life, what you believe shapes how you move.
How do you get out of a state of delusion, because it's real? The Bible says, be not deceived. God is not mine, which means you could be deceived. A double-minded man, we talked about, unstable on his way. So we can all be delusional. Yeah. How do you get to reality, Maul, in these days and times?
Oof. How did you get to reality?
Because
it's so crazy.
You read it. How did you first get into it?
It's crazy because I real talk, E, I worked around people, dog, that was in a delusional state for years. I'm talking about people, bro, for 30 years. They just in a delusional state. Dog, I seen people, man, talking about they going to get promoted, knowing that they only got 20 positions open, but you got 15,000 people.
and you basing your life in this delusion. You done, not only your life, you done based your whole children's future. You done based your spouse. You done based everything on this delusion. But the delusion, I think that sometimes, just to backtrack, I think delusion feel good to people.
I wouldn't say feel good, but medicates. You feel what I'm trying to say?
Yeah, it medicates it.
It
gives them that little.
I don't, because if I have to deal with reality, bruh,
but
that's going to be
hard. Okay, give you an example of it. I don't know what the lottery is at now.
Yeah.
I was just thinking about the lottery.
But when that bad fella hit $1 billion how many people going to be in delusional mode?
No, I was in that. I got me one.
How many people?
Just in case, Lord.
The Lord's speaking that way.
I'm just saying. I did when it hit $1 billion. Listen, twice in my life.
Shame the devil.
Yeah, twice in my life.
Yeah.
It was only $1.
Yeah.
And I got a water, and I say, your dad's like, you're not going to get a lottery ticket. First of all, they try to, why you ask me that? Cause I wouldn't even think about that. Somebody's like, it's $1 billion. I said, give me one. I put it in the car. I never even looked at it. So I might have won.
But let me ask you a question, see?
Yeah.
How did it feel?
I think the person was in Illinois who won. I'm not playing.
Yeah, it was my next door neighbor. I hope that.
Yeah, exactly.
But you talk about that.
How did it feel to be delusional?
No, for that 24 hours
that you just bought.
You knew, that it's a chance that I might be a billion.
Oh, it was.
And then when you start hearing everybody, what you start doing? You start hearing everybody talk about what they gonna do if they win. Man, I ain't gonna pack no clothes. Yeah. We just gonna get on the plane. I'm gonna tell all my family, just come up. Yeah. It feel good for that moment.
What I was about to buy. I was ready.
But you know you're not gonna win.
Yeah.
Woo! What's the
90% of us have it.
What's the odds?
The odds is like
maybe more than 99%. Maybe 97. I don't know what the number is, but 90-some% of us have never won the lottery.
99.9.
0.00. But then that delusional. Now I can give another example. Let's talk about the people that's 5'3". Third string on the basketball team.
And you're going to the league.
And they talk about they about to go to the NBA draft. You know what I'm saying? Let's talk about that's a real delusion. But meanwhile, you got people that said Michigan State.
Yeah.
Ain't going to the league.
6'10".
Yeah.
All Americans.
Yeah.
And still ain't getting the drafted, bro. Yeah. But you still.
You 5'3".
But you still. At the university. You live in that delusion because that's all you got. Because it's the Matrix. Sometimes the delusion. Remember when my man was eating that steak and he said, man, I know it's not real.
Yeah.
He said, I know it's not real.
What movie is that?
The Matrix.
Yeah.
Oh, I told you.
But I'm gonna put you on that clip, though.
I gotta see it.
My man was just, but he was eating a steak, dog. They put the program in his head.
Yeah.
He never even had steak before in his life, but he was just like, "I know it's not real.
Yeah.
Mm.
I know that I'm not really chewing this."
Yeah.
But he said, "But the perception of it is better than the reality."
That's it, right there, Ma.
The perception.
Yeah. That's it.
And sometimes people they just buy into the perception of a thing and just say it's better than the reality that I'm really facing.
Yeah.
And so you create this facade.
Yeah, cotton candy.
Cotton candy, dog.
Cotton candy.
Mm. And you create this facade because that's all you really got. Yeah. And the facade is better than the reality.
It's not all you got. It's all you choose to get.
All you choose
because you're not. Because I can show you how to become a millionaire.
Yeah.
I can show you.
And the sad part is that you're never going to come out of this fake matrix,
never going to come out
until you deal in reality.
That's it. And that's the part that I'm saying. That's why I wanted to do this podcast, because I'm saying I'm hurting for you as you wake up every day and eating a fake steak. You're not getting none of the protein from the steak. Right. You're not literally getting the real taste from the steak. You're not getting the benefits that come. All the stuff that the steak does, the survival, that you're eating it and it's bringing nutrients to you. It's going to your muscles.
The thought of it is making me feel like I'm getting the protein.
Yeah.
It's making me feel like I'm getting the nutrients
but
from
you're
it.
Not.
But you're
not. And you're
going to die. Yeah.
You're going to die. So I'm watching human beings, literally, bruh, live in a delusional state, and the internet allows it, helps you. The internet is so crazy because it's like, yo, you can be something that you're not. You can get on, you can get on. And what I know, though, is you can't be delusional but for so long.
But what the internet do, though, it gives you, and you ain't seen the Matrix, it gives you the choice of the red and the blue pill.
Yeah.
I've seen enough clips to know.
So the red pill, I think the red pill was the reality.
The reality,
And the blue pill was the fake. The internet gives you the fake. A lot of people is taking that blue pill.
Yeah.
Pause. A lot of people is taking it.
No judgment. We in our 40s and 50s. You know, some brothers.
A lot
know.
Of people eat, they taking a blue pill because the blue pill makes you feel good.
Okay.
Oh, that blue pill.
Okay. It's doing. Okay.
Yeah, yeah.
I hadn't hit the blue pill yet.
Not yet.
Okay. I'm coming, I guess.
The red pill, though, is like, yo.
Wrong side.
Okay.
Left side.
Okay, okay.
I gotta work with the red.
Okay. We might have to sponsor. The blue pill, so we can.
Oh, I promise you, bro.
Oh, man, I can't even be serious.
Yeah, yeah, listen, yeah. No, the blue pill does what?
Yeah.
It make you feel good. Why you do your head like that?
Temporarily.
We laughed at this part because everybody's been there. That moment where you know the odds, but you still let your mind wander. And that's funny until you realize people do the same thing with their whole future. That's where the next moment goes deeper.
Like, look, y'all, I'm being real with y'all. And I don't know why we fight it, right? So let's just say you're married and you want Krispy Kreme donuts regularly. You know what I'm saying? You want the Krispy Kreme donut. You know what I'm saying? The patty cake in the dish. How many patty cakes do you wish, right? Listen to me very closely. Here's what's crazy.
Go to sleep.
I promise y'all, I have a routine that I like, but here's the one thing I know about my wife. She loves line dancing.
Yes.
Okay, listen to me.
We practiced all night.
She liked
into the wee hours.
When we got home.
Working on boots on the ground.
After a full day. Full 2 days.
Yeah.
Out and about.
Yeah.
Full 2 days. We working. Now, and then we working some in that process and doing what we got to do.
Yeah.
Just like how we doing this podcast right now. But watch this. We get to the crib and my wife's like, yo, we about to, you about
and
to
And I'm learn. Talking about E was about dead.
You about to learn the boots on the ground. You about to learn the boots on the ground. And here's what I told her. I'm being real, y'all. I was like, D, I'm tired. I'm going to bed. Listen to me. She said, you promised me. You would practice boots on the ground. You promised me.
I bet if it was a podcast, you would have some energy.
You promised me. And you know what I did? I got my butt out there.
Put your boots on the ground?
I put my boots up. Blah, 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 blah.
Oh, and I'm talking about he was in, too.
Yeah.
All the energy.
Because here go the deal. It don't matter if you do it, if you're not doing it from your heart.
Yeah.
If you're not putting that love in it. And she saw it. And guess what? I went to bed. I was tired. But can I tell y'all this? Listen to me. Y'all got to hear this. I'll throw my phone at y'all. CJ, we was talking yesterday about Trey. And me and Trey got something in common.
Mm.
Last night we was talking about, what was it that you was like?
Physical touch. Yeah.
And can I be honest with y'all? My wife ain't into physical touch. But guess what? After we finished doing boots on the ground.
Go to sleep.
I know why.
Go to your room.
Go to the basement.
Hey.
Everybody get to the
come
basement.
On.
All the kids in the basement.
And don't come up.
Take out, go to sleep.
And don't come up.
Don't even go.
And don't come up. The boots are on the ground. All right? The boots are on the ground.
Bruh, humans are so trifling. The Bible says that they came to a point where God was like, I repent that I made man. Do you know we're at a time in our life where business people are saying, I'm repentful that man was made? They like, bruh, it's too much. It's just too much. They like, they humans. They got too many emotions. Mm-hmm. Bruh, me and Didi was at I'm not lying to y'all. We was at the Sheraton Hotel, sitting out, just talking to each other. Do you know how many people called an Uber that was no driver in that joker?
Mm-hmm.
Bruh, I said, hold up. They about to replace... Bruh, they about
it's done already.
Bruh, they about to replace drivers.
Driving.
Dudes who are Uber drivers have done some foul stuff, messing up their company. Bruh, I saw a police officer pull over
the Waymo.
The police officer said they couldn't do nothing. There was nobody they could give a ticket to.
License and registration.
Nobody they could give a ticket to. No, y'all think I'm playing. Listen to me. No, my baby sister just said she had some therapy session from AI. AI spit out some stuff to her, and it was so doggone accurate.
Therapy, wow.
People are getting married to AI. And at first, I was like, how is that possible? I was like, oh, okay. If your husband don't want to talk, I see how it's possible.
For sure.
If he don't want to talk to you, you got to get on here. And if you haven't been on AI for real, I promise you, you say something.
I know what AI can't do.
Hey, for now. For now.
He said for now.
For now. Hey,
you know what?
My mom said they just made one.
Yeah,
my mom said they just made one that will hug you. That is something.
Oh, no, they got some robots to more than hugging.
Yeah.
Lamar, what you going over there?
I'm just saying, bro.
Hey, ain't got
I'm just saying.
Fair file. So I was on the plane today, and it was a storm.
Yeah.
And so it was... The lady got on the plane, and you could tell she was frazzled from the jump. And I'm talking about we hit some real turbulence. Like, I ain't gonna say, like, scale of like 1 to 10, like the worst turbulence I ever felt, it might have been like an 8.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? 8.5 maybe. She like tapped me like boom, boom, boom. And I could tell she was struggling. She was struggling. I will give her that.
Fair.
She
wasn't, oh, yeah.
Fair.
She was like, okay, now show me. Now show me. No, use my hand. For those of y'all just listening, I'm gonna have E show me what he would do in that situation. Okay. Okay, okay, so
I like that.
Okay,
I like that.
So he has both
double
hands
on
my one hand.
Because she's scared.
Where is it? Is this okay?
Is the interlock?
No, no, come on, get in here. Is this okay? Is this okay?
Sir.
Now, this is the interlock.
Okay, hey.
Is that okay?
I'm going to say this.
Yeah, come on.
If my girl going through it.
Yeah.
And you on the plane with her.
You want...
If the interlock is going to get...
That's too much?
No. If she going to be at peace and she going to land, I'm all right. I'm okay. If the interlock going to turn into your interlock, I'm okay with that season. Yeah. That was a moment. It wasn't like, okay. it wasn't like she got on the plane. Like she got on the plane and just out of nowhere.
No. It was bad. No question. She was having like a little panic attack.
That was it. She thought that was it.
And so I'm not going to tell y'all. I'm going to tell y'all what I did, but I wanted to get everybody's opinion first. So you said
interlock.
So she had her hand like this.
Boom, boom.
For the record, if you're just listening, he grabbed my wrist.
Come for you, my people.
And then shook my hand kind of like a priest.
Yeah.
Kind of like very priestly. You need prayer.
No question. That's what she needs.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's fair.
Yeah.
Okay. Let's go to Carl.
I would do it.
Now,
but
you know, Carl don't have no emotion sensitivity.
I was kind of going in there. I was
okay.
There.
Okay.
Carl's giving her a dap.
The soul train.
Just kind of.
Carl giving the soul
train. A support boy. Okay. Yeah.
Right.
Noopsy.
Yeah, I was thinking like Chicago style.
Yeah.
Put your hand up.
Okay. Okay, so Maul gave her
the
I'm
right. Gonna
be all right.
Okay.
I'm a Chicago style. Okay. You know what I'm saying? Like,
all right.
You know, hey, move. Good?
Nah.
Yeah.
I'm surprised no one said lend the arm. I would have just lend the arm out. Like, go ahead, just right here.
Okay.
Just grab onto that.
Just right here. Yeah.
So then how long, the second part,
to the turbulence is over.
Carl, how long are you?
Until the turbulence at least feels like it's calming down. And again, with the context of you saying that she's legitimately having a panic attack.
Yeah.
Well, holding your hand ain't going, in my opinion, that ain't going to help you. So if you want to pray, I might just be like, okay, let's pray.
Yeah.
And I'd put my hand on your shoulder like this and we would pray.
So Mar would not hold her hand.
No, I'm not holding her. Holding hands is real personal, bro. And it's dirty.
Is it?
Now, it can be. Man, people's hands be sweaty.
What was her age?
How about that? Hold hands in a circle when you pray.
That's good, Moose. That's good, Moose.
Yeah.
Like, see my mom age. Oh, I'll give her a hug.
All right. Let's go. I'm not this.
Hey, now I feel like
she was kind of fine.
Oh,
she was.
Didi would have been pissed.
She was. She was a nice looking one.
Because I looked, Diddy would have been nice like, "Why did you have to?"
You took an opportunity.
So
right
does that make? Hold on, I'm confused. Almost. Does that make you more apt to do it or less?
Less. No,
okay.
Less.
No.
I'm pulling back. I'm just saying.
So if she ugly, moves like get over here.
All the way.
Get over here.
All the way.
Gretel.
All the way. Come on, because my girl gonna be comfortable if I show her the picture.
Yeah, you're like, oh no,
this is who it was.
No,
did you interlock with her?
Yeah.
You know.
You should
have interlocked.
Ladies.
Yeah, you should have interlocked.
Is this true, ladies?
I'm not being real.
On.
That's how much heat you're going to get back. It depends on who you're dealing with.
What y'all think y'all wives would say, for real, if she was a good-looking woman and she was like, yo, she was...
I think my
nervous.
Wife would be like, you better not
hold her speaker. Put on speaker. So your husband grabbed her wrist and then grabbed her hand
both
at the
hands.
Same time.
No, because Ray Charles was grabbing people's wrists.
Come on.
See?
Now, Didi, come on. Now,
Didi, that's exactly how you grabbed it.
Hey, I'm going to be honest, exactly. though, Didi. Like I didn't grab a wrist, but I'm going to be honest.
I'm going to make it do what it do,
I told CJ, because then we start asking, how did she look? What age was she? And so I just told CJ, it don't matter.
Nice look.
Oh, that don't matter. Oh, I told him, nice I thought look. You said if she was older and a certain look, you'd be like, oh, that's okay. Interlock
you
with her.
You got some cougars out there.
Oh, some cougars.
Oh,
yeah. Okay, so what'd you do, Didi? What would you do? They nervous, they hand come out.
Snatch your hand back and tell her, try Jesus. Don't try.
All right. All right.
Okay.
We got
okay, what? Well, okay, well, that's it. Well, we're out. Thank you so much.
Jesus, don't try me.
Oh, Lord. Okay, so you want your husband just to sit there and not.
That's right, because you do too much already.
See, now I thought he might be able to get away with it.
What
am I doing, God?
Hold on, she said, that's what I thought. That's what I thought.
You might be bound by law.
Yeah, by law.
God, to help.
Try Jesus.
Don't try
Jesus. All right. I kind of was like, it's like, you know.
Thank you.
I would think it would be totally okay to grab the lady's hand and give her some piece of comfort in that moment.
Come on. Amen. That's how I felt.
Come on.
Now, Didi didn't feel like that.
Now, ironically, here's the situation we got. He said he was going to grab her hand, and his wife said, hell no.
Right.
Maul said he ain't going to touch that lady's hand, and his wife said, go for it. All right.
Tamisha.
Nothing a lot. Forget that.
Okay. Hold on, babe. Okay. No, this is for Tamisha.
So what can he do, Tamisha?
What would be okay?
I said, ma'am, do you need some help?
Okay, so just talk to her. Don't grab her hand.
Why are you grabbing her hand? Next thing she's gonna be grabbing something else.
Okay.
Oh, right.
Okay. On the plane.
All right.
Whoa. On the plane. Okay.
Snakes on the plane. All
right. All right.
So everyone.
How old is the lady?
Oh,
okay, Bessie. Now listen, that's the same question Moose asked. That's the same question. Bessie, right. She was probably in her mid
30s.
I say mid to late 30s.
And according to CJ, she was attractive.
She was attractive.
Does that matter though? Was it the turbulence that's more important, or how she looked that's the most important?
I mean, if it's a grandma, that's okay.
Okay. Why everybody always coming for E? Come on, bro. Yeah, I guess because E on TV all the time.
Yeah.
So it's just like you see him. It's just like, you know what I mean?
He was like, when you started.
The one pack is what. I always take it back to the one pack. The one pack. One go. Hey. Two mics.
Hey. Two mics. Hey, you know what's so crazy, Ma? This is why reality is so important. I swear to you, I didn't feel no type of way in that shirt.
Really?
Bruh, we didn't even know. Unless she didn't say
one
so.
Pack,
I didn't even know. Bruh, put that pic up. Bruh, Ma, I'm being real with you. I wasn't even wearing people's stuff. And they gave me the shirt, and I was geeked to have.
Yeah.
I was geeked to have it on, Mom.
Oh, bro.
NC State.
Why you let them mic you up with the mics over the top?
Mom, I didn't even know I was. I was pregnant. I didn't even know. Illusion.
And then he sweated out.
I sweated that shirt. I didn't know. I didn't know. I had put on a large. I had put that large.
But I would say this: the dry fit.
Yeah.
The dry fit do you dirty too, though.
It do.
Anything
it do.
Other than the black dry fit, she gonna show. Yeah, like.
I don't know. Let's say old enough. I'm 54 now. Probably about what, 7 years ago, 45?
You think 45, so?
46? I don't know.
That's in my face.
Yeah, it was a while ago. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
He ain't say nothing.
That's why I said.
But he started joking once that joke came.
Oh, no, that joke went viral, though.
Yeah, it went viral. I never even knew Maul. Like,
out of all the videos, that one went viral.
But I'm going to say this to you, Maul.
Well, he had a lot of videos go viral.
Watch this, though, Maul. Even though it went viral, I still didn't know I was chunky. I still didn't know at first.
Yeah.
I wasn't paying no attention.
He was like, what's the deal?
Yeah, I wasn't paying attention to it.
And that's what I say. Is reality real or perception real?
One, I was never a fighter. I always say I was a lover. And then two, I was small. You know what I'm saying? I'm talking about not only like small, I'm saying small meaning that, of course, I never hit 6 feet, but it took me a long time, like maybe 16, mm-hmm. to even get to where I am now. So I would be in school, bro. The teachers would be like, yo, little fella,
come on now. Mm. You need to get in. What you doing here? I'm like, what does that mean? What am I doing
here? Cookie board.
They're like, you know what I'm saying?
That's where everything started.
The teacher's like, security, like, what are you doing here? I'm like, bro, I'm in school here. They're like, bro, you ain't in the school here. I'm like, oh,
really?
Yeah. Wow. They never keep it.
Okay, we on 2 hours.
Yeah, so I'm just saying, to Carl's point, we got to figure it out so we can, not just our children, but the blueprint, period, bro. Yeah.
Fantastic, man. I love y'all, man. Yeah, even you more.
I know you do.
Even you
got
more.
A funny way of showing it.
Funny way of showing it, bro.
I know this
way,
is hard
bro.
On you.
Cookie boy. You're like, traumatic.
You know what I'm saying? Right.
It's traumatic.
Cookie boy.
He was up here pouring out his heart.
I'm a whole
heart. You know what I'm saying? You tell
me. My whole heart.
That's why we not happy.
Man, back in high school, I went to the carnival with my girl, and she was like, she wanted the big Tweety Bird. Mm-hmm. I'm talking about that sucker was, let me tell you something, bro. That game, in order to get the Tweety, than it was to get you the little light thing, the little thing that just goes click, click, light, and it got a little light on it. That game was easy, bro.
This joke, that ball, you can't.
Oh, bro, I still believe to this day.
It don't fit.
It don't even fit. And you would sit there all day. But I'm telling you, it. A bigger prize is going to involve a different game.
And sometimes
and
in life,
if you're going to win, it's got to be a hyper focus.
And sometimes in life, when you play games like that, and you know you set to lose, sometimes you just got to snatch that Tweety Bird. And, bro, I did, bro. Hey, and still.
Come on.
Bro, near Camille.
That boy said, I just grabbed it and ran.
I was playing E. We was at Great America, Chicago Six Flags, bro. Now, I think I might have been a senior in high school. And, man, I was playing. It was at the prom or whatever, man. And I was a freshman in college. Camille was a senior in high school. And we was at the her prom. And I was playing that game that he talking about. You know, you can't win. You can't win, but they got the biggest Tweety Bird.
Oh, they be cheating.
And Camille really wanted the Tweety Bird, bro.
Oh, yeah, it'd be that Tweety Bird.
Bro, she really,
the girls love the Tweety Bird.
Camille was just like, and then she really got me. She was over there with her friends, and all the people, they were like, oh, he ain't going to win. And she's like, no, Jamal going to win. Y'all don't know him. Jamal going to win. And I was like, man, she believe in me.
She gassing.
She believe in me.
Yeah.
So, my man behind the counter, bro, he started yoking me on, talking about, oh, you're not going to win. Oh, that's another one. And, bro, something overcame me, dog. And dog, I jumped up on the counter, bro, and I grabbed the Tweety Bird, and I ran.
You got away?
I took off, and I ran with the Tweety Bird, dog. They had every police officer in Great America chasing me, bruh. I literally, dog, saw police
coming. You never
heard from, this. Bruh.
Oh, how did we not tell that story?
But you just remember, bruh. I had police coming from everywhere. So I ran over the American Eagle was at, the biggest ride in the place. I ran, dog, took my shirt, turned it inside out, seen a little girl walking. And I was like, man, you want a Tweety Bird? And she was like, oh, thank you. And I gave her the Tweety Bird, bro.
Start walking.
I didn't know. I got in line. In line with some other black people. And I was over there. I started talking to them. And police, they just walked right by. Didn't even see me. Yeah. And then, bro, I got back to Camille. They were looking. And, man, the park closed, bro. I got back to Camille. And she saw me. And she was like, wow, you would do anything for me. And I was just like, yo, that wasn't even my character, dog. And that was the day that I knew that I was in love. Right there.
I know you did.
Focus.
Yeah. I remember being in college. And, you know, I wasn't in college for what you're supposed to be in college for. So I brought some of my, you know, immature behaviors there. So we playing hide and go seek over the weekend. Right. You know me, I'm dumb. I go and cut the electricity off. So I go downstairs, find out whatever, cut the electricity off. Right. So we go hours.
You and Maul, boy, the lengths y'all will go to get a victory. Maul done hopped over the counter.
I've never heard nobody say they cut the electricity off, so you can't find me.
Bro, I went cut the electricity off, bro.
Of the whole university.
Bro.
whole power grid.
Our dorm.
The Alabama power grid. Yeah,
our dorm,
Alabama
power. Not the whole school. Just our dorm, right?
He said just our dorm.
Just our dorm, Maul. I didn't do the whole university. So I shut it off, right? We doing our thing, you know, everybody, we having a great time. But I didn't know his wife had a baby, and when I cut it off, the milk spoiled.
So I had cut the electricity off. So
did you kill the baby?
No. No.
You murderer.
Go that far. He didn't kill the baby.
So my man, all he wants is an apology.
Yeah.
And I'm just like, bruh.
But how did, hold on. Who told?
His wife told.
No. How did they know you? Yeah, right.
Bruh, this is a room full, this is a dorm full of dudes, bruh.
Is anybody going to address the elephant in the room?
Yeah.
That they was playing hide and go seek in college.
Yeah.
It was a different kind of hide and seek. It wasn't quite. Yeah, it wasn't.
I don't remember doing games.
It's another
like
name
that.
For it.
No, it's hide and go seek.
Go. It was hide and go
seek.
Get it. How much of your happiness is tied to your wife's ability to be happy in the moment? No. I'm just saying.
You gotta hate that crazy.
He was about to answer. He's like,
no.
He looked over at me.
Let's ask the Bears fan.
No. Senior advisor.
Hey, listen.
In this.
No. I'm dead serious. Can you be happy if your wife is not? And I mean that, and I'm saying...
In a spiritual way. You mean it in a healthy way?
No, I just mean it in the day-to-day.
Like happy. Like healthy, though.
No, I just mean like she just like... She ain't
can
in
I
a good
that?
Space. I'm okay. saying can no, you be in a good space, space.
Okay.
Without your wife being
okay.
in a good space? All right. Because I believe...
I'm not happy knowing that she's not happy, but I'm still happy.
We play Monday.
When you turn 45, you gonna
young
understand
man,
that, young man.
Every time,
I'm
already.
Not happy. Let me break it down to this.
Hey, no. That's a real
not
question.
Happy with knowing that my baby not happy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
but I'm still happy. Bro, I got God.
Yeah,
I got my children.
Yeah,
I got air in my lungs.
Yeah,
I'm able to walk.
Yeah,
I'm able to eat.
Yeah,
I got money in the bank. I'm still happy,
Shorty.
But
you
I'm
think?
Not. Happy.
I got money in.
Okay,
bank.
So let me ask you different.
My wife is not happy.
Let me ask.
So
you think your wife could be happy if you wasn't happy?
No.
What part of life makes you not happy?
See, that's the part that where you try to get to the fix it part, right? Like,
but I'm just no. You just want to know, like, because
I know. But sometimes it's more. Believe it or not, and I'm not one of them people. We think very much alike. There's some people who couldn't even tell you why they're not happy.
Mm-hmm. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah, no. I got you because our brains are wired to be like, okay, you're not happy. About what? Okay, cool. We can fix that. But if somebody say to you...
I don't even know if it's about we can fix it or just like, what is it?
Yeah,
I want to pinpoint
I think that's hard to do for some people. I do think that's hard to do for... I think some people really just like... They just, it's not, they ain't feeling it.
What you're not feeling, though?
Am I right? Am
I don't know. I'm just saying, but let's get to the root of those
people.
But I don't want to speak
that's
to
tough,
a
though. That's tough, though.
It
for
is.
You to, if somebody don't know, it's
but
like, what can I do?
Yeah. But, I'm saying, talk to me in Patreon real quick. Honestly, if anybody ever felt like, yo, I've been down or I've been not happy and I couldn't necessarily just put my finger on it. Again, because I haven't been like that. Let me tell you something. If I get pissed, I can lead you directly to the pissedness.
Pissed
so you said people are what?
So it's people in there saying yes.
It's that pessimistic,
absolutely.
Like you just look at life like it's not working.
You just don't feel good. I'm here. I graduated from college. I'm married. I got a kid. But like, I'm not happy.
You lacking a property. You're not, and you're not happy.
What property or what?
You lacking real estate. Hey,
what? That's the best answer way. I've ever heard. What's the best
answer? I ain't lacking like, not happy. You lacking a property.
That's the best answer.
No question.
That's what
one property away
bro.
From happiness.
I'm sorry.
Yeah.
That's what it is.
Yeah, that's what it is.
It's what it is, bro. One property away from your happiness.
This episode was brought to you by Make real estate real.
Dr. King, what's happening, man?
Omega Sci-Fi to the day I die.
All right. We ain't got nothing for the S2S. Why you ain't? How long is that last? You know what I'm saying? How long this brotherhood last?
So you in your feelings right now?
Don't act like you want to laugh.
So you in your feelings?
Hey, when y'all run the tape back,
you ain't catch nothing.
Y'all run
I laughed because I was thinking to myself you in your feelings right now?
Okay. All right.
You in your feelings?
All right. Because
you in your feelings because
I caught you with a little chuckle.
I saw a little chuckle.
You did. He didn't. He didn't do it.
I saw a little chuckle.
Okay. I was. You never had a desire to pledge?
Nah.
I never understood it. But again, I ain't from here like that, so I never.
I'm a Christian.
You have your own set of principles.
I laughed at that one. I laughed at that one.
Jesus by Jesus. That's it over here, baby. Yeah, we're not doing that. We're not doing none of that. Yeah. I'm in the Word. God by God.
Royal.
Hey, man. Long as I can still make E and Candace laugh, you know what I'm saying? I'm good because I've been
what
with them
Carl?
A long time. Carl, I always make Carl laugh. Carl going to roll with me. You know what I'm saying? God bless you.
People write in all the time, and I'm like, man, I want to get to Ask ET, but like, y'all, we be on a time schedule. Like, we trying to get a lot in. And I just. And I saw this one come through, and I think it caught my eye because it was longer. Usually people are like, yo, E, how do I get my life to the next level? But I think he was inspired by the marriage convo, and he said he was just trying to make sure you want to fix things as they go. So I'm going to read it,
okay,
and I'm going to let y'all married. How long you been married?
19.
23 this job.
That's crazy.
So what's that, 42? Yeah,
35.
77?
You gonna let
is that 77?
He gonna let the 77
I'm trying to see what you're doing. You counting up how many years.
Yeah, years of marriage experience.
How many you got?
I forgot you went to Western Illinois. My bad.
I can't do that.
Mom was like, what are we adding up here?
Don't respond. Just let
me. I don't have to respond because hey, evidently Michigan State
to my squirt.
Michigan State does not equate to network. Hey. Network. Do we need to play what's your network? Because I ain't got the degrees. I ain't got a master's degree. But can we do that?
Oh, if he want to lead y'all.
Let's play that.
I don't even hear it.
Everything.
I don't hear it. Back to the question.
Oh, man. Western Illinois, huh? All right, that was funny, Mo.
Really wasn't. You was the only one that laughed, actually.
Nah,
he was laughing at you.
You don't want to
difference, dog. You don't
want to run the tape back.
No. You're the only one laughing, dog. And then you got that little pixie dust thing you do with Carl. The pixie dust. When you laugh at Carl, then Carl laughed.
No, he didn't want to pound me up, but he was laughing. All right. So, Mo, what we're doing here is an exercise.
I told you, bro. I know what you're doing. I know what you're doing, young fella. You are counting how many years of marriage that we all have.
All right.
And while you're counting how many years.
Okay, yeah, I was just trying to add it up in my head. I'm not good at mental math.
I'm over here calculating the closing that I'm in right now. So keep doing what you're doing. Okay. Keep doing what you're doing, little fella. Just keep doing what you're counting how many years of marriage. I'm on the phone with my attorney counting money.
Okay.
This is the difference what this little guy does. And he knows I'm in a closing right now. He knows this. And he wants to mess with me. Come on, let's play your little game. Okay, we got 77 years of marriage. When you're done, let me know.
Wait, I gotta add my 15, but I can't figure out how to add it. Maul, what you do is to
plus 92. I'm doing this right here.
Plus 15.
92. I'm doing this right
92.
Here.
92.
Yeah, 92.
Hey, yo. Let me tell you something. Maul is a legend, bro. Anybody got anything else?
MakeRealEstateReal.com.
MakeRealEstateRealCourse.com.
Make speaking real.
Make speak your mind.
Make money speak. Make money speak. I think
I put in enough work now. Where, you know, I done did enough free gigs. It's time, man. It's time.
Let's go.
It's time.
All you got to do is say the word, bro. Your time. Listen.
I'm saying the word. I'm with the number one trainer of speakers, man.
Hey, but listen. This dude said that. Let me tell you something. Maul got, when I say Maul ain't got no time, I'm talking about between, first of all, Junior got 7 baseball games.
He just don't want to get rid of his best friend. He thinks I'm going to turn to you. So what happened? Well, let me show you the world. Really happened.
Me.
When you blew up,
yeah,
and you started doing outside stuff,
yeah,
and you started bringing Dee Dee with you,
yeah,
he felt some kind of way. Bruh, one day, I ain't going to lie, this is a real story. Yeah, one day, sure. Bruh, you was on the road with Dee Dee. Bruh, CK man was in my arms.
You have to console him.
Bruh.
You
had to console him.
This is good.
He said, Maul, man, my bestie ain't. You know what I'm saying? But he's like, can you be my new best friend?
Hey, man.
That's why he ain't. So he took half of it. Yeah. He helped me. Yeah. Listen, I give him a man credit. He helped me become a speaker.
Yeah. But he don't want
to
lose.
But he don't want to lose me to the system. Like he lost you.
To the system.
He keep me down without no question. Yeah, he's like, no, I ain't gonna never let you go off the corporate and make no check.
Yeah,
you gonna be right here when I need you.
Hey, is it like good times? Every time it seems like this, every single time you about to get out the system.
I messed up, dog. No, I was on this.
Hey, I got you, I got you.
Yeah. Listen, I'm just happy that all the Patreon is here to witness. It don't be me. Like, all the hate mail, like, oh, man, shoot. I'm going to have to do it next pod. I got the negative feedback. They've been asking for it for years. So I just went through and copped a couple. But y'all see, it don't be me. I just be chilling, minding my own business. I was trying to do a live read and just, you know, I just got attacked from every direction. Shout out to Carl, who still, you know what I'm saying, hold me down.
We going to restructure this to do a little bit more teaching, mm-hmm. right? Like, he got a PhD. Maul played in the police league. Sorry, even if my voice, I got to get one. You know what I'm saying?
I just need him to put some respect on my name. I am in the Hall of Fame. You walk in the police headquarters.
I apologize.
I am in the Hall of Fame. My father told me one thing. He said, you the janitor. You better be the best doggone janitor that's alive. I took that to heart. Sometimes if I'm doing 45s and I feel like I can't lift them
my
up.
My 45s, he mean 145s.
I was talking about 45-pound dumbbells, okay. Right? You're talking about if I'm curling.
I was trying to give him. I'm trying to give him a compliment.
If I'm doing a little tricep. You know what I'm saying?
You're looking a little thin.
Little horseshoe. You know what I'm saying? You don't know. You need your glasses on. You can't even see.
Baptized them.
Y'all speak from Lansing, Michigan.
It's not the same language.
It's not the same language from the south side of Chicago. I just want to let you know. So y'all little
high school
prairie, little home on the prairie community or whatever y'all got, dog, it don't apply to the big city boys, dog.
To the south side.
I got you though. I feel you. And what y'all saying is good. And hey, Lansing, Sexton, ooh, we boom. I got you. South side Chicago,
so
right
now.
It's the reason why the two of us on this couch.
Well, I gotta be up with Marcus.
It's the reason.
And you gotta, I said, if he sit over there, it ain't gonna be able to, the energy ain't gonna be the same.
You talking about streets, you talking about guns, talking about gangs.
I'm not talking about that.
No.
I'm talking about football.
Yeah. But you talking about South side, right? We African wild dogs.
Okay, here we go. He want to do keynotes?
Come on, T. Come on, T. Come on, T.
My brother, my man got control of everything.
You see what I deal with?
My man got control of everything.
You got to go back.
Just get security.
He's insecure.
Listen
to this.
You talking African. Why
not? Listen to this, Jamal.
You want to go there? Come on.
When it's who you are, it doesn't matter where you are. So I can be in South South Chicago. I can be in Lansing.
He got that off a crack.
I can be in the gut.
Say that again.
It's who I am.
Say that again.
It doesn't matter where I am.
He said that off a dog. Box.
Wherever you put me.
Wherever.
You drop me here, I'm a dog.
Come on.
You drop me there, I'm a dog. It's in my DNA. It runs through my blood.
Can I ask you a question, Pastor?
You can. I might not answer it.
Can wild dogs swim in the deep?
We do whatever we got to do.
No. Can you swim in the deep?
We do whatever we got to do.
Because when you in the deep, you can't depend on another dog. When you in the deep, you by yourself. Can you swim in the deep?
Can you get me to the deep?
Can you swim in the deep?
Can you get me to the deep?
No, sometimes life gonna put you in the deep.
Not if I got God.
Oh, God will put you in the deep.
God will carry me through the deep.
God will consider it pure joy, brothers and sisters.
Do you need a hug?
When all types of trials and tribulations come your way. Because it's then that your faith life kicks in.
Who knew mushrooms were this powerful?
Hey, bro. I'm thinking only steak could put you in that mood.
Oh, no.
How Maul got all this adrenaline off a mushroom?
I'm going to give Carl the first word. Carl, your closing statements to us, the viewers, whatever you want to say, brother, the floor is yours.
Oh, man. I just want to say, man, thank God. Like, and I said thank God because, bro, like, when I sit and think about growing up in Barbados, y'all, that's, I don't know how many miles away from here, but it's a 5-hour flight from New York. Let me say it like that. Yeah. It's far.
Yeah.
And I think about growing up there and finding myself sitting here now, how many ever years later. It's like, yeah. I can't do nothing but just thank God, man, because I have not seen. I couldn't have planned this.
Yeah.
Like I'm saying, on my best day, and I sat down and wrote out like what I want my life to look like, yep. I probably wouldn't have been nowhere close to this. So, man, I want to thank each of y'all. Yeah. Like, this is not, like, please hear what I'm saying, y'all. This ain't something that we just do for fun. Like, this is family.
Yeah.
Like, not knowing, I'm talking about blood might not be close enough is what I'm saying. Like, yeah. This is family. Like, each one is, like, every person in this room right here, like, y'all have added so much to my life.
Yeah.
So I just want to say thank you to everybody, and then definitely for, man, everybody, Patreon, everybody that supports, like y'all, y'all have seen me grow on the podcast, but I'm saying that's because of the encouragement that I get. You know what I'm saying? People are like, man, Carl, we love to hear what you're saying. Like that stuff makes a difference for me. So I want to tell everybody, man, thank you. And then especially to y'all, man, like for real, I would not want to do this any other way. So appreciate y'all, man.
Yeah. Love. Maul, Dr. King, talk to us. What you got?
Yeah. Man, when I look around this room, even when I look at this building, when I look at our children, when I just look at everything about this, I just see faith. This house was built on faith. I remember walking through this building with Jamie and walking through with E. And I remember Dee Dee being over there, and we all walking through here and we were speaking this into existence. It was no evidence. It was just blank. It was void. It wasn't any shape in it. But the vision that E was speaking, the vision that Dee Dee was speaking, and me and Jamie was receiving the vision, and we were talking about how this building can come about. When I look at my children and just how Camille and I, years ago, I wrote down when I was about 17 years old.
Wow.
I wrote down each one of their names. And it's so crazy that me and Camille was sitting there, you know, for 7 years, we was praying for a son. But when I looked at this paper, I actually saw that I wrote down two girls first. Then I wrote down Jamal Jr. last. Faith is the substance of things hoped for.
Yeah.
It's the evidence of things not seen. Whatever it is that you want, it already exists. All the evidence you need is in your faith. So whoever watching this podcast, you know, your life might not look like the way you want it to look right now, but you was never meant to speak on what it looks like now. You was meant to speak the way it's going to be. So I urge somebody that's listening to this podcast to literally create the type of life you want. I literally spoke this into existence. I seen it all and I prayed on it. And then today, here I am. Sometimes I wake up and I think that I'm dreaming. And I'm telling you, that's how God just didn't move in my life like this. He don't just move in E life, CJ life, life. He moves in your life the same exact way. But you got to believe.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I'm just full. I just see the evidence of things hoped for.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, thank y'all.
Yeah. Give it up. Yeah, I'll go. And then, of course, I'll give the hip hop preacher the last word, man. But I want to say thank you to the listeners. You know, I'll be real. There's times when I promise you, I'm like, yo, how are we going to end this? Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, how does this end? You know, you see like the last season of your favorite show or whatever. And I was just like, you know, sometimes it gets hard and you're like, man, I'm calling. E got to travel. He on the road. More like, I can't do it. I got this. I got that. And I'm like, man, maybe we should just miss a week. And I'll be honest, man, every time I feel like that, I remember like those of y'all who stopped me in the airport or in the street or at a conference and say, yo, that podcast changed my life. I sent Maul a video. It was a younger couple. And she was like, man, she was like, yo, you the one from the podcast? And I was like, yeah. She was like, my husband was doing nothing with his life. She was like, he was literally like just working some crazy job, letting time go away. And she said, man, he started listening to y'all podcast. And my man is like an IT big dog at New Balance. And she was like, yo, I just want to thank y'all for like, he listens to y'all. She was like, I was tired of hearing y'all voice, but he just every single day he was listening to y'all. He was applying. So thank you to the listeners who actually apply what we're saying. Y'all are incredible. To my Patreon fam, I really do appreciate y'all. Again, this we gotta keep this thing up and running. You know what I'm saying? Like, we gotta be able to do this. It costs thousands of dollars for us to put on one episode. I'm just being real. Like, we got flights, we got all it, like, it's a lot. You got staff, you got a lot of people. And so for my Patreon fam, you know, always coming through. You know, just a little small donation every month, even though it's small, man. Y'all are appreciated for sure. And then lastly, I want to thank the fellas, Carl, man, like, yo, like, I wish you could see you the way I see you. Hmm. I really do, bro. Like, I really wish, that's my prayer for you, bro. It's like, I want you to see you the way I see you. And I want to just say thank you for, man, I promise you, bro, like, Carl is the ultimate, I got your back, like, I could call Carl at any given moment. I know Tamisha probably hate it, but I can call Carl and be like, yo, I forgot I got to speak in front of 1,000 people. And here, Carl would be like, when? And I'd be like, 30 minutes. And Carl would be like, yo, his classic word, man, give me a second. He going to get your back and he going to have it done. And so, man, I'm excited about the partnerships that we've created, the things that we have going forward now that we're building and creating. And I just want to say I love you and thank you for everything you've done for me. And it's been a pleasure just this whole run. Maul, what can I say? Maul is Maul. In all seriousness, bro, like, you know, you've been a big brother to me. I learned so much from you. Like, I learned so much. Like, I told God, like, I was like, man, I got the best dad in the world. Why did he bring E in my life? And then he brought you in my, and I'm like, yo, but it's like, man, I literally feel like I gained superpowers from being around you. You know what I'm saying? Like, bruh, first of all, just, I think all of us can say with the health, you know what I'm saying? Like, I joke you for having two trainers, but like, bruh, every day I see you working out, like, and I don't feel like working out, or I don't feel like lifting weights, or I don't feel, I'm like, yo, Maul is getting active. So I appreciate the model of consistency on the health tip. The legacy tip, the you came in talking about generational wealth, real estate. I remember when you first was asking me, yo, how much real estate you got? And I was like, I don't know anything about real estate. And he was like, oh, you can't be around me and not have real estate. And so I appreciate you pushing me in that regard. And then to the hip hop preacher, bro, it's 20 years of being your right hand. I would say, first of all, man, just your spirit. You know what I'm saying? Like, when I tell you, I've never met a more pure, genuine human who wanted the best for people and wanted the best for me. And I promise you, when my dad was calling me like, yo, go meet up with this dude, I had no idea that this would turn into, you know, what it's turned into. But I'm grateful it did. I'm grateful for a correction when I was out of line. I'm grateful for leadership. I'm grateful for you trusting me with, I mean, your whole brand, your family, your legacy, your kids, you know what I'm saying? Like, I just, yeah, I wake up daily and thank God for you and who you are to the world and what you mean to the world. And so I'm literally overjoyed every day. And I want to say this too about E, y'all. Like, I know I'm, you know, I'm pretty tough. I'm pretty strong-minded. I got a vision for how I want things to go. I'm very confident. But if I could be honest with y'all, like, knowing that E's in my corner is what makes me feel invincible. Like, I really feel like I don't worry. You know what I'm saying? And I don't even know if I like what I need you to do, but just knowing that you got my back, like, when I do feel any stress or anxiety, or, you know, kind of like, ah, what's going on? Like, I for real am comforted knowing that, you know what I'm saying? Dang. And that, y'all don't put this on camera, all right? But I swear, man.
Tight shot, yeah.
Bro, you've been that for me, dog. Man, and I really do appreciate, and I hope you feel it. I hope you know it. I hope you know I'm going to be your right hand till we die. And I am truly just grateful for you, bro. What you mean? Love you, man. How?
Before we wrap this up, I just want to say thank you again. Thank you for rocking with us this year. Thank you for the support, the messages, and the love you've shown this podcast. As we head into the holidays, I hope you take a moment to slow down, reflect, and really appreciate how far you've come. From our family to yours, we wish you peace, rest, and joy this holiday season. We'll see you in the new year, ready for what's next.
I want you to focus on here right now. Don't you worry about when you get home. You make this, you concentrate on this opportunity. You don't worry about tomorrow. You concentrate on this opportunity with all your might, with all your soul, with all your heart.
Thank you so much for rocking with us as always, right? We don't take it lightly, guys. And we hope that we've provided transformation and not just information. We want you to become the best version of yourself, right? Make sure you check out the show notes to access all the important links and get your product discounts. Now, one favor we're asking of you, do us this favor. Make sure you subscribe and leave us a review on Apple Podcasts. We want to know your feedback and how we can serve you better. And if there's anyone that you think could benefit from listening to the show, please, I'm begging you, please share it with them. And remember, as E always says, if you want to succeed as bad as you want to breathe, then you'll be successful.